exploring our oneness with spirit and each other. Unity Online Radio. Thank you for tuning in for this Unity Partner Program. Unity Online Radio partners with spiritual leaders from organizations whose mission and messages complement Unity's. We are pleased to bring you this program on Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world.
Thank you for joining us for the Michael Chapman Giving Show. Each week, Michael will highlight the joy of giving, as well as shed light on some of today's humanitarian heroes and donors in both the private and corporate sectors. Michael will show you why giving of yourself is truly the best gift you can receive.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Michael Chapman Giving Show. My guest today is Parthenia Warford, who is the president and CEO of the Warford Foundation in Washington, D.C. And we're going to have a conversation today about generosity and what it really means, how generosity is the pathway to unlocking the secrets of a happy life. Welcome to the show, Parthenia.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you for having me, and thank you for being a great friend.
You're more than welcome. Well, let's get right into it. You've been participating in my online Twitter show for the last really 6-7 years. It seems as if yesterday we started it. And I'm just really curious, why is it that that platform resonates with you every single Tuesday night, 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern, without fail? If you're up to it, you always participate. What is it about generosity that appeals to you?
Michael, for me, it's just that I have a lot of challenges myself, health-wise, depression, and other things. And I feel like with all that I go through, if I can find a way every day to give to someone through a kind word, a smile, $50, 50 cents, whatever, buying their groceries, then anybody can do it. So I find a way to drag myself onto social media and share with other people and hope to help them see that if, you know, someone like me can do it, then they can do it. It takes nothing. It's just a mind over matter.
Yeah, and I know that to be true about you because you've been so consistent and you have been living this generous life. The question that I would have, and I do get this, Parthenia, from time to time, people who reach out to me via social and digital media, and they always, not always, but sometimes they'll say, well, I've been giving and giving and giving, and to no avail, I don't seem like my life is improving. I don't seem like my life is getting better. So why give?
Well, first of all, you have to give with a pure heart. And you have to give with pure intention. And if you're not doing that, then you won't see any benefit from it. For example, when I first started my nonprofit in 2009, it was the same year I went out on disability, and I went from a drastic cut in income. But that didn't stop me. I went and I stepped out on faith, started my nonprofit, and for 2 years didn't pay my mortgage. And I really knew that through God and through my faith and because of my heart, that if I use that money for the greater good, if I sowed it into the right people, that I would reap the benefits. And I did not lose my health. And so you have to have a pure heart when you give. So if you're giving just to get something back, then you're not going to see anything.
And that's a very good point, you know, because I was reading a quote the other day by Jim Rohn, the late motivational speaker, who said that giving starts the receiving process. Right. And sometimes we want to receive without giving, but it's actually the reverse of that, that giving starts the receiving process. Do you believe that? And if so, could you expound on that?
I do believe that because growing up, I also saw my parents and grandparents. We weren't rich by any means, as far as money, but we were rich in God and the love that I saw the reap of their benefits, and even now through my children and through me, from my parents and my grandparents, because of our belief in God and knowing that even if you have nothing, you can still give, and if your intentions are pure, you will see the benefits of what you have done. And it's not that, say, I give to you, Michael, that my benefit, my reap will come from you. It will come from somebody totally different that had nothing to do with what I did for you. So you can't expect that if I give to you that you're the person that has to give back to me. That's not how it is.
Yeah, it's interesting you should say that, because unfortunately in our society, or with people who have not evolved in their faith, in their spirituality, they do see giving as just that. If I help you, then I expect something from you in return as the individual. And it reminds me of something that Deepak Chopra said, that if you give and you feel bad about giving, then you truly haven't given. That's really not true giving, in a sense that when you give to someone and you seek to be a blessing to someone else, you're not really looking to reciprocate something directly from that individual. So it's interesting you should say that. Now let me ask you this, because I know our listeners are dying to know this. Can you pinpoint a time in which you have given of your time, your talent, your treasure, anything, and you would attribute that, not that it came from that same individual that you helped, but you would attribute it to the fact that you are a giver?
Oh, absolutely. The case in point was giving my mortgage money away and not losing my home. That was the biggest one. But I've given other times of money to, like, for example, there was a mother, a single mom that reached out to me in Nebraska, and she was living in her car, and it was 20 below zero, and I think snowing. And I didn't know her from anyone, but I had been talking to her on social media. And I took money that I needed to do something totally different with, that I was going to do for myself, that I had promised myself I was going to do for me. But I took it from myself, and I put her in a hotel for a week, and I paid for her to stay. Stepped out on faith on that. Well, in return, not only what I was going to do for myself happened, money came from nowhere. I don't even know how it happened, but I was blessed with something even better than what I was going to do for myself that happened. So things do happen, and you can't explain them.
You know, that's powerful just to hear you say that and share that story of faith. You know, generosity breeds a spirit of gratitude, of appreciation. And I really do believe that evolved people have reached a point of seeing the benefit of generosity or tend to be more adjusted in their lives. I like something that T.D. Jakes said, that, and you see me tweet this on many occasions, and thank you, by the way, for retweeting this on many occasions, too, that giving simply means I'm healed enough to help.
That's right.
Yeah. And so when you start thinking about being grateful and being appreciative, I really do believe that it opens up tremendous opportunities and windows for the Spirit to come in and bless you with other things. Let's talk a little bit about your nonprofit and the Warford Foundation. I know you do a lot with those with disability. Just tell our listeners about it.
Well, our nonprofit, it started out with just our original mission was to help single mothers and military widows of the Iraq War, any single mom, but then specifically the military widows from the Iraq War who lost their husbands of the Iraq War. We were helping them through our program, Project Impact Scholars, and we were giving them $250 a semester for textbooks. They pursued a 2-degree in nursing. And as the years have progressed, we've now added Beauty Brains Belief Mentoring Program, and that's where we mentor any and all single moms, teen moms, and the Military Widow families, and we have free programs where we mentor them from healthy eating and cooking to doing their wheels to now I've built an organic community garden in my 3/4 acre backyard where we teach them from planting the seeds to the whole harvest process, and then whatever is grown, they get to take and eat. I don't keep anything. It's all, I give it all away. Everything is given away to them. So so then we also do a lot of community events. I have classrooms in the D.C. area, and we provide school supplies. We give each student's family a Thanksgiving basket, which includes a turkey and all the fixings, and I generally pay for all of that myself. And whatever that classroom family needs that year, we do it. Whatever it is they need. So if the teacher tells me that family needs food or coats or like whatever, I'll come to the rescue for them. And 98% of everything that we've done for the past 6.5 years, I've funded it myself through my disability because I created the Warfare Foundation to be a blessing for others. And I didn't do it to make money, so none of my staff or myself, we don't draw a salary. We do it volunteer. Everyone is volunteer. We do it for the love of other people and helping. So we have no overhead. The foundation is based in my 1,000-square-foot basement, so I take care of everything. So we really are here to give back. I don't want a dime from anything that is given to us. Anything that is money that is given, it goes directly to what we are doing.
You know, there's so many layers to what you just shared as I was listening intently to everything that you talked about. And I want to be able to peel this onion back and really go inside to try to get a better understanding of your heart and your mindset and what is the inspiration behind why you do what you do. Because I talk to so many different people who say, you know, I just want to live an abundant life. And unfortunately, in my opinion, I do use that word unfortunately, that when they think about living an abundant life or they live or talk about living a prosperous life, it's always very limited against the backdrop of acquiring more things, more materialism, more money, those types of things. And yet, you are a person who has decided to go the other way, to say that I'm going to be a giver. So what would you say to those individuals who, I guess no other way of saying it, would struggle with taking the level of risk that you have taken to be a giver and not just a taker?
And I'm glad that you asked me that question because the question of vision boards come up a lot with me. And people question why I don't have a vision board. Well, I don't need a vision board because everything I need I already have. I have a home that I'm very happy with. I don't need a bigger home. I love the home that I have. I have a car that I love. I have a smart car. I love my smart car. I don't want another car. I don't need another car. It gets me back and forth. I have 2 children that I love to death. I have parents that I love. I don't need anything else. So there's nothing that I could dream for that I need. So now I'm living my life to help other people. And I truly am putting my actions into where my mouth is saying. I don't want to be a millionaire. I don't want to be a billionaire. I don't need any of that. I don't need it. All the riches I have are in what I have already, which are my children and my parents.
You know, Michael Beckwith, you know, is a guy that I enormously respect out of California. You know, I heard him say the other day when I was watching him on television that evolved people give to live until they learn to give. And I think that's what it is a lot, is that many people have not come to a place of inner peace where they have learned to just give to live, that they can see the blessing of that. And that's why the scripture tells us it is more blessed to give than it is received. You know, so many people are really seeking inner peace and happiness in things, And even those who claim to be or want to be more spiritually involved people, they never really go beyond the veneer of just motivational cliches or just quoting affirmations. They never really go beneath that and really get into a place that I refer to as inner victory. And it seems like you're doing that because you're not just talking about it, you are being about it.
That's right. And, Michael, I will go without, and my children get on me about this all the time, I will go without in order to help someone else because I have had a beautiful life. I've had served in the military 20 years. I worked for the best general, four-star generals in the military and had them as mentors. I've went from a teen mom at 17 who was a junior in high school who was told I'd never be anything and never do it, nobody'd ever want me and all that, to graduating still on time, going back to school after 2 weeks of having my daughter, who, by the way, turns 38 tomorrow, to getting two master's degrees and a grad certificate and getting one of the highest medals you can get as an officer in the military, and I was enlisted from retirement. So I have everything that I've ever went for, I've gotten. So I'm very happy with everything. So I have diamonds, I have nice clothes. I mean, I have all that. I don't need all that stuff. I got enough of that. I got all that. And now I just want to make other people happy and show them how they can make it too. That's what my life is for. And God has spared me from dying in the Pentagon. I've had a lot of things that God has saved my life from, so that I know my purpose, and now I'm living my purpose.
You know, I think that the fact that you come to grips with that and you've embraced that, and the fact that you seem to be a woman who has your ego in check, that things that many people would view as bad news, you see it as good news, because you truly understand that all things happen for a reason, and the fact that you have made that a part of you and you have embraced that. You remind me of the quote from Eckhart Tolle, who says, if the only prayer you said in your whole life was thank you, that would be suffice. So I'm going to ask you, we have about 8 minutes in the show. I told you these 30 minutes go by really, really fast. So I want to get you to turn coach and mentor for a second for those who are listening to this broadcast, who are searching, they are seeking, trying to find some level of comfort in whatever it is, be it food, be it, you know, money, be it their career, their job, want a man, want a wife, you know, whatever it might be. What advice would you offer them to be able to find the things that they're seeking and how it could be met through being more grateful and being more generous?
Well, I think that they should first seek to find out who they are first. You got to know who you are. And in doing that, you need to also seek God and figure out. And one of the good books that I would recommend you to buy is The War Plan.
Okay. Who's the author of that book?
The War Plan, the author of the book is, I mean, The War Room, I'm sorry.
The War Room, yes. I saw the movie.
The book is powerful. I have the book, and then you get the battle plan for the prayer of the War Room, and then the Fervent. Those three books will help you tremendously, especially if you're a woman and you're trying to find the prayers that you need to try to help you get yourself on track. And you need to pray. You have to find yourself. You got to know who you are first before you can get into a relationship with anybody, especially trying to find a man and all that. Like, you can get a man, you can't get nothing else, but you got to know who you are and know how to treat yourself. Because if you don't know how to treat yourself, then he doesn't know how to treat you either. And that's how you have those failed relationships. And vice versa. Men need to find who they are before they go to these women. Because it's okay to have a nice body and all that, but what's up in her head? And what is she doing to make herself happy? You're not responsible for somebody else's happiness. They have to make themselves happy.
You know, there's a lot of meat and richness to what you're saying, just the power of really knowing yourself. I sent out a tweet yesterday, and you know I'm famous for a lot of my Beautiful is the Woman tweets. In fact,
yes.
I noticed you retweeted one today, and so I appreciate
yes.
that
yes.
so much, Parthenia. The actress who was on the Oprah Winfrey Network, Tina Lifford, she sent me a tweet, and she said, you know, I love your Beautiful is the Woman tweets. I would just add that the only woman that is not beautiful is the one who has not discovered the truth of who they are. And that's basically what you're talking about, coming to that place of self-love. We have about 4 minutes here, Parthenia. I want to stick out a statement. I wanted to get your reaction to it. Again, I'm going to re-quote Michael Beckwith, something that he said in a recent message. He said, the world is really divided into two kinds of people. There are givers and there are takers. If you ever get the opportunity, I would suggest to rush to the side of the givers, because givers are the people who sleep better, and the takers may eat better, but givers sleep better. Your reaction to that?
I wholeheartedly agree. I've never been a taker, and it's hard for me to ask for help. Like, I could sit over here, and my lights could go off, and I wouldn't even tell nobody. I'm not a taker at all. But I would give my money to keep my life going to somebody else. I would sleep much better if I gave my money away to somebody that needed it than to keep my own life going and ask somebody for help. So I wholeheartedly agree with that quote. I
yeah.
sleep much better when I've helped somebody. Much better.
Right. And people give in different ways, as clearly in talking with you today, you are a sacrificial giver. And, you know, people give for different reasons. What did you get in the 2 minutes that we, excuse me, the 3 minutes we have left here? Where did you get this spirit of generosity? Was it passed down from your parents, your grandmother? How did you become so generous?
Well, I watched my grandmother that I'm named after my dad's mom, and she always, you couldn't come to her house and she didn't let you leave with something. I don't care if it was a can of Pringles. I mean, grandma would slice a pie. She gave you something. You never left her house without something. She went to church. They went to church every night, and they always took food to the They did something. So I always watch that. Then my parents, my mom still, she feeds people that work that she works with. She's 70, she'll be 79 August 1st, and she still works every day. And she takes her people food. My dad is 88. I'm getting ready to move him from St. Louis up here with me. He still feeds the neighborhood. I'm just from givers. That's all I've seen. And like I said, we didn't have much. It was six kids. I'm the only girl, five brothers. But they always gave, always, always, and still do. So that's where I'm from. And my youngest daughter, she's part of our nonprofit, and she's the chief. She gives, and she's part of our outreach that does all our community stuff. She's giving, giving, giving. So that's just who we are. You are truly a product of your environment, good or bad.
Yeah, so you really have acquired some very powerful things along the way. And the only thing I would ask in the next minute that we have here, Parthenia, I'm really looking to grow my relationship with Unity FM. And if you've enjoyed being on this show today, I want you to spread the word and tell everybody, because we really want to be a part of a movement that's going to spread generosity throughout the world and let people know that giving, being grateful, is really the pathway to happiness and abundance. I'm going to give you the last word here. Any parting words, final words you would share with our audience about what it means to live a generous life?
I would just say, for me, there is no other way to live than to give. And if you don't believe me, try it. I challenge you to try it 10 days, 30 days, a year, and you'll see. Drop me a line on Twitter, The Warford. You'll see. Generosity is the key. Michael is the best. You'll see about that, too. He's got a great following. He's got a great heart. I love him dearly as a friend.
Thank you so much. I'm afraid I'm going to have to end it there. Thank you for being my guest today. Parthenia, I love you dearly. Thanks for being on the Michael Chapman Giving Show.
Love you too, Michael.
Okay, take care. Join All us right. online at michaelchapman.com.
I will.
See you next time. Thank
All
you.
Right. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Michael Chapman Giving Show. Join Michael at 11 a.m. Central on Thursdays as he helps you uncover the joys of giving, featuring today's best-known philanthropists, private donors, public foundations, and a host of others. To give really is to receive. Have you ever noticed that when you cheat or lie or don't support a friend and then realize what you've done?
I will leave this world as it is.
The world is full of voices, advertising, television, politics, colleagues, family, and friends. All are too happy to tell us how to live. In all of that noise, it's easy to miss the one voice that matters, your own soul. What would happen if you could hear that voice? Imagine the clarity, confidence, and courage that would be yours and the life you could create. Join Janet Connor, best-selling author of Writing Down Your Soul, The Lotus and the Lily, and Your Soul Wants Five Things, as she and her guests explore how to hear the call of the soul and create the soul-directed life. Live Thursday at 1 p.m. Central, only on Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world.
Go inside to find my God.
Have you ever noticed that when you cheat or lie or don't support a friend and then realize what you've done, an inner alarm goes off? It's a kind of moral wake-up call. You know you've done wrong and you don't feel good about it or about yourself. By experiencing the emotions and accepting the consequences of what we've done, we can begin to accept and change ourselves. When you know you've done wrong, admit the truth, even if it's only to yourself and one other person, perhaps a counselor or minister. Then, if there's a way to make amends, to set the situation right, do so and clear the air. Finally, renew your commitment to live in your own integrity. When you do, you'll benefit with good health, good relationships, and self-esteem.
This message has been brought to you by the Association of Unity Churches International. To find a Unity Church near you, visit www.unity.org.
You know the saying, a good deed is its own reward? Well, moving toward a plant-based diet and vegan lifestyle is one kind and compassionate act that isn't just its own reward. It will also reward you with vibrant health, boundless energy, an easy way to keep your weight where you want it, and according to yogis and Unity's co-founder Charles Fillmore, even give a boost to your spiritual life. On Main Street Vegan, the radio program named for the popular book, Victoria Moran will make your move in a vegan direction easy, fun, affordable, and delicious. With enticing topics and entertaining guests every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Central Time, only on Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world.